Hello, welcome again to When Heaven Speaks, the podcast in which we hear from God and we tune out all the other noise. There's a lot of noise going on. Therefore, we got to be mindful of what enter into our gates. That's your ear gates, your eye gates, what your hands touch, even where you are. Heaven is speaking. Are you listening today? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. As we pray, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, holy is your name. Let your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our daily bread. Father, we declare we need you this day and every day. Now, God, speak. Your sons, your daughters are listening. And we will say yes to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hey, today I want to talk about, amen, progress. Oftentimes we want better, but we won't take the responsibility of doing better. We want better jobs. We want better communities. We complain a lot about different things. We complain about our body. I don't like the way I look. I gain a gut. I mean, whatever. Complain. And what others are not doing. But have you ever looked in the mirror and say, hey, it's me. There are things I'm not doing. There are things I need to do. I need to take responsibility. I'm not blaming my family no longer for generational curses. I'm going to do what Theodore Roosevelt, the president, says. The buck stops here. That the cycle breaks here. See, progress, it is God's expectation that we progress in this life he's given us. It is God's expectation and it's our divine responsibility that we move forward, not just moving. Understand, you can be on a treadmill and be moving, but not going anywhere. Progress means I'm going somewhere. I feel some of you who are listening today, you're saying, I want to go somewhere. I want to do some things. I want to become better. There's a better version of me. I feel like there's a glass ceiling over my head. I hear you saying, I feel limited. I feel limited on my job. I feel like I'm on a job in which I'm being underpaid and undervalued. And I feel like there's more. I want to let you know there is more. Heaven is calling you. He's calling you to take responsibility. To be all in. That's my point. First point is take responsibility. It's up to you. Up to you to say, I'm going to do better. That every day I'm going to become better. That every day I'm going to learn more. And I'm going to apply what I learned. When a test comes typically unannounced. And when it comes unannounced, are you prepared to take it? How do tests come? Through trials and tribulations. To see, hey, are you really trusting God? It's your responsibility. But in this being your responsibility, here's my point two of sharing with you. As you begin to understand it's up to me, then be all in. No more half-stepping. The Bible says, put your hand to the plow and don't look back. Put all you can in what God has called you to do. You're never meant to be just comfortable and satisfied where you are and not push forward to where God wants you to be. Paul even said in his epistle, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. What is that saying? Sounds like church talk, right? No. I press toward, I go, I push, I move, I got my eye on. Press toward the mark. There's a end goal, a finish line. Can you see the finish line? Press toward the mark of the high calling. Who's the high calling? Me, you. God has called you to do more great things. Called you to look up so you can get up. The high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. There's a call not to be comfortable and satisfied where you are. But to push forward to where God wants you to be. Something is better. There's something more. And guess what? Every day you should be becoming better as you are more and more his. See, you should be better next month than you were this month. You should be better this year than you were last year. You should be better this Sunday than you was last Sunday. We're supposed to press towards the mark. God is calling us to progress, to move forward. And here's the other thing I want you to understand. In your moving forward, it may be little by little. You may not be doing a quantum leap, but it may be a step at a time, from faith to faith and from glory to glory. God is calling you to step out the box, calling you to break the cycle. His children, we ought to, you know, and here's the thing. We say we're his children, then we should look like more like him. We should act a little more like him. We ought to be progressing and productive like God does. So again, number one, it's your responsibility. Say after me, it's my responsibility. Number two, you got to be all in. Make a declaration this day. I'm going to be all in. And then number three, no looking back. In the Bible, there was a man by the name of Lot who God told him, I would destroy the city because I got a future for you and your family. I gave them time to repent and to turn. Repent means to acknowledge your sins and to turn from them. And they did not. So Lot, you and your family, get up from this city, for I'm about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And as God told him that, Lot got up. His wife got up. But Lot's wife looked back. Some of you guys says, I'm closing doors and I don't want you to look back. Look back on bad relationships. Look back on jobs that I closed the door. I've called you to entrepreneurship. I called you not to just be an employee, but an employer. I called you to be a mover and shaker. It's time to move forward and not look back. As you heard this word today, you've given the charge. And now you have the challenge to walk this out and progress. Move forward. Don't forget, I said moving forward is not just moving, but moving in the direction of your destiny. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for those under the sound of my voice who heard this word today. Maybe in their bed, maybe in their car, maybe at work, wherever they may, maybe in the gym working out. Let this word cause them to be activated and cause them to progress, not regress. Cause them to take three steps forward and not five steps backwards. Thank you, God, for breaking every vicious cycle and giving them the tenacity and the determination to move forward. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. It is so. I pray you receive this word today. Here's another When Heaven Speaks with Pastor Zach. It's been a delight to be with you. Tune in again and invite someone. God bless you. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May God lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom.